here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, April the 25th, 2009. It's the birthday of the novelist Paget Powell, born in Gainesville, Florida, 1952, author of many novels, including A Woman Named Drown, Edisto Revisited, Mrs. Hollingsworth's Men. It's the birthday of the poet and journalist James Fenton, born in Lincoln, England, 1949, many collections of poetry, and his journalism collected in All the Wrong Places, Adrift in the Politics of Asia. It was on this day in 1953 that Watson and Crick published the article in which they proposed the structure of DNA, a short article about a page long in Nature magazine, which began, "We wish to suggest a structure for the salt of deoxyribose nucleic acid. This structure has novel features which are of considerable biological interest." And from that came their hypothesis, which revolutionized biology and paved the way for the field of genetics, and which some science historians rank right up there alongside Newton describing the laws of physics. Watson and Crick's discovery was actually the result of synthesizing many other people's ideas and research. They spent rather little time in the laboratory doing experiments, instead relied on the research of others, and relied heavily on the work of Rosalind Franklin, who had taken X-ray photographs of DNA samples. Their initial failure to acknowledge their huge debt to her caused a great debate in the scientific world, and many people felt that she should have shared the Nobel Prize with them. They won it in 1962. But nonetheless, it was they who published it, Watson and Crick, The Double Helix. Here's a poem for today by Irene McKinney, Homage to Roy Orbison. If I can touch the voice of Roy Orbison singing Only in Dreams, and if I can swallow the sweet pudding of his song, then why shouldn't a piece of music fill in for human contact? Maybe it does for a second or two, but life is long, or we are, in our minds, and the singing we do gives us a taste and not a meal. And what would happen without it? Would we reconcile, since there would be no contrast, no lift of Roy's dulcet tones to guide us up to immense heights of one-pointed ecstasy? So why not sing as hard and deep as we can? Why not feel out the song nerve and trace its trajectory? I think that in the voice's rise and wail, we finally wake and hear the voice of an angel. Sweet dreams, baby, Roy throbs. If so, we go past abrasions and promontories of broken, stony sounds and emerge up here where the guitar is a guru and where Roy's sweetness is the rule and his sense of form shapes up this shard-filled life. Move on down the line. So there, do it. Dance in a strange way, and who cares? When the listeners judge by their sweetness gauge and their sucked-in breath at crying over you, will anyone care that he dyed his black hair and had false teeth? I thrash and shout like a teenage girl for the duration of the song. I got a woman, mean as she can be, I think that's me. He told me that anything I wanted, he would give it to me. And you know what? He did. Homage to Roy Orbison by Irene McKinney from her collection Vivid Companion, published by Vandalia Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Leszek Wojcik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.